Operational changes and resumption of rail operations in Eagle Pass and El Paso. Texas border business. To meet the challenge we are currently seeing across the southwest border, CBP is continuing to use all available resources to ensure the safety and security of our agents and officers, and the migrants who are often misled and victimized by transnational criminal organizations. After observing a recent shift in the trends of smuggling organizations moving migrants through Mexico, CBP took additional actions to surge personnel and address this concerning development, including in partnership with Mexican authorities. The Office of Field Operations has redirected personnel and resources in order to support the U.S. Border Patrol as well as perform its critical functions, including the security and facilitation of lawful trade and travel. Beginning December 22, 2023 at 2 p.m. Eastern, CBP's Office of Field Operations will resume operations at the International Railway Crossing Bridges in Eagle Pass and El Paso, Texas. CBP will continue to prioritize our border security mission as necessary in response to this evolving situation. We continue to assess security situations, adjust our operational plans, and deploy resources to maximize enforcement efforts against those non-citizens who do not use lawful pathways or processes such as CBP-1 and those without a legal basis to remain in the United States. Over the past several weeks, CBP has made a number of operational adjustments in order to maximize our ability to respond, process, and enforce consequences. As of December 22, in Eagle Pass, Texas vehicular processing remains suspended at Eagle Pass International Bridge 1. In San Diego, California, San Ysidro's Pedestrian West operations remain suspended. In Lukeville, Arizona, the Lukeville Port of Entry operations remain suspended. In Nogales, Arizona, the Morley Gate border crossing operations remain suspended. Members of the traveling public can check operational status, including port of entry wait times.